Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jason Block. I'm here at Game Show Newsnet here on 83studios.com here, and we have a WLTI extra that I have been so looking forward to because when the news came out when this man was going to host the Tournament of Champions, everybody got really excited about this. He is the only man to come back from a first game 0 point deficit to win the Tournament of Champions in 2017, and he is hosting the 2021 Tournament of Champions starting tonight in syndication on Jeopardy. Welcome to the one, the only, Buzzy Cohen. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to speak with you.
And thank you very much. So I have to ask, first of all, how were you approached to do this all this Tournament of Champions? How were you approached?
I got a call from one of the producers that said, hey, I'm calling you with some news that you might be excited to hear. We are wanted to know if you'd be interested in guest hosting, specifically for the Tournament of Champions. Just so you know, before you say yes, this would mean giving up your eligibility to compete in future tournaments or appear on the show again as a contestant. So, but I got off the phone and ran through the house screaming. I was so excited. So.
So how many seconds did it take for you to say yes?
You know, I took my time. They gave me some time, so I took it and just talked about it with my family. Like, for me, hosting Jeopardy is a no-brainer, but also, you know, in 2021, having more attention on you or your family or whatever, you know, I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aligned and that we were kind of ready for this next step, which is a really exciting one.
So what were your feelings about putting down the buzzer?
It was hard, you know. It was especially hard because I started watching a lot of old shows again in preparing to host. And it was, you know, I love playing this game. Some of my happiest moments of my life are up there holding that buzzer. And I'm always looking to challenge myself in a new way. And so, you know, it was bittersweet, but mostly sweet to get to, you know, take on this new challenge, but still be in the show and part of the show that I've loved since I was a kid. Well, after I got the call, I talked to my friend Ken Jennings, and I was like, this, I feel like Moonlight Graham in Field of Dreams, you know, when yeah. He walks across the rocks and it's like, all right, I can't play anymore, but this is still a pretty great thing to be a part of.
Right. So I have to ask this. What are you... Now that you've done the Tournament of Champions, because of course it's in the can, did you like hosting more or do you like playing more?
They're totally different. It's a totally different exercise, but I would say I love them both, and I was surprised by how much joy and enjoyment I got out of hosting. You know, I always wanted to do it because I love this show and I just want to be a part of it. And on that stage as much as I can, because it is such a, you know, wonderful, happy place for me to be. But I really, really loved hosting. And that was not a surprise for me, but like a pleasant, you know, it wasn't all just stress and anxiety and all that stuff. It was really, once I got up there and started doing it, I had an absolute blast. And I hope that comes through.
I bet it would. Now, you said you spoke to Ken Jennings about taking the job. Did you speak to Ken Jennings about hosting the show?
Are you talking about permanently? Or
No. Just about just preparation first, because I'm going to get to the permanent stuff in a little bit. But
I did. I talked to Ken. You know, I actually talked to Ken. We have built a friendship, which I really appreciate. And when he started doing his guest hosting stint, which he did such an incredible job, and that was such a hard moment to grab, you know, take up the reins when we were, you know, everyone, including him, including everyone at Jeopardy, was really mourning the loss of Alex. He did such an incredible job, and he talked to me. He's like, you know, about the stuff that he found to be harder, the stuff that came more naturally. So I kind of had a little bit of an idea going into my preparation, you know, because I'm not Ken Jennings in terms of you know, Jeopardy skills, but we have a similar background, right? Being contestants and stuff like that.
So let's just switch gears for a little bit. You talked about Ken Jennings stepping in when Alex passed away. When you got the news in November, when he passed away, talk about your sort of your personal sort of mourning process and what your thoughts of the whole public fight that he had.
Well, I was really impressed at how, you know, publicly he was, how public he was with the, you know, his fight with cancer and all the things that come along with that, including things like depression that I've struggled with. And I was really, really impressed with how open he was about it and how that has really opened doors for a lot of people to talk about, you know, all kinds of different, you know, health and mental health things that they've struggled with. So I know that wasn't easy for him, because whenever you open up about something like that, then, you know, everybody who, you know, kind of, there's an outpouring of people that want to kind of connect with you on that. I think he was, you know, I think that can be overwhelming, but he handled it as always with such grace. And when he did pass, it was really hard. You know, he's someone who I've watched. I love this show. It's my favorite show ever, you know. And he's just such a part of our lives, and he became even more a part of my life. You know, with my success on the show, my narrative is so intertwined with his that it's like, you know, half the story's missing. That's kind of how it felt. But you know, I mean, this is life, right? And so I'm happy that he got to, you know, continue to host the show as long as he wanted to, that, you know, the disease didn't dictate for him that he was done necessarily until he was really done. And I'm really happy that he got to, you know, spend as much time with his family as he could.
So getting back to the hosting process. So you take the gig and you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to be the host. You said you watched other episodes. How else did you prepare?
So I watched a lot. I did a lot of physical training, because I remember from my time on the show, and specifically the tournaments have very long tape days because, you know, they want to have interviews with everyone right after the show. So I knew that this was going to be a long day, and that specifically hosting those days can be exhausting. So I actually started doing a lot of more physical training than I had been doing, like multiple times during the day, doing cardio like at 3 or 4 in the afternoon to make sure that I had the stamina, right?
Right.
Because you see it in players for sure. And I haven't watched, I haven't consistently watched all of the guest hosts, but you can certainly tell when things are a Thursday or a Friday game that, yep, that things get a little slower, right?
Right.
So I wanted to make sure, because of the tournament, you know, the intensity never lets up. I didn't want to let the intensity up. So I really focused on that, and very, very thankful that Mike Richards and the team over there, you know, offered to provide some help for me, because most of these other guest hosts are seasoned broadcasters, and they just wanted to make sure that I felt like I was going to be comfortable coming on. And so Sarah Foss from the Clue Crew very graciously spent a ton of time with me working on things like clue reads and just other game mechanic stuff, just so when I got there, I felt really, really comfortable. So I'm really thankful for her help.
So, yeah. Okay. So you walk out of the state. Okay. So first day is there. You're walking out as the host.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind that moment when you've got your makeup on, you got the suit on, you're like, okay, I'm about to do this, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, you know, I'm 6 years ago, you know, almost to the day, I took the online test to be a contestant on the show.
You know? What a ride, right? What a ride.
Yeah. So, you know, I was really excited. I was so honored. I was really in that moment focused, and through the whole tournament, really focused on giving these contestants the tournament that I felt they deserved. My Tournament of Champions is such a special memory for me. They were great games, the great contestants. I'm still friends with so many of the people from that tournament.
We're a family.
Yeah. And I just really wanted, like all these folks to have that experience and not have, you know, a fumbling guest host that kind of like, you know, throws a big wrench in the works. So that was really my focus, was doing the best job I could by them, making myself proud, making Alex proud. And really, like, you know, I knew that the producers and Sony and everybody put a lot of trust in me. You know, this is Tournament of Champions, and just Jeopardy is no joke. And so I was really just extremely excited, but also really focused on, you know, doing a great job. And I think I did. I'm really proud of how I performed.
Yeah, I was about to know, what style do you think you presented over the next 2 weeks that we're going to see?
I think that, you know, a lot of people who knew me as a contestant, you know, I have a big personality, but I also have a lot of respect and reverence for the games, for these players. And so I really was focused on the clues, the games. If, you know, a contestant wanted to, you know, joke around, I can joke around with them. But I think it's going to be, I think you're going to, you know, I have my own style for sure, but I think it's going to be more classic Jeopardy than most people would suspect from me.
So there is an old line within politics. If chosen, I will serve, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
How interested are you? I know you've said in many interviews that hosting Jeopardy would be a dream job, that it would be something you would want to do.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself in the running for the permanent gig?
Well, the question of whether I'm in the running is certainly a question for people other than me. But if you're asking if I want it, then the answer is yes.
Okay, well, that's simple enough. That is definitely simple enough. Now you said that you haven't watched all of the guest hosts.
I haven't watched all of the episodes. I haven't watched all of their episodes.
Okay.
You know, I've got two young kids, so I don't always get a chance to watch this show. And I also, specifically when I was preparing, I wanted to really focus on watching Alex and not get in my head about how other guest hosts were doing or whatever. Like, keep him as my North Star.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, I've kind of gone back through my DVR and gotten a chance to watch some of the other guest hosts, and I've been really impressed. I mean, I think what shines through is how great of a format Jeopardy is, you know, how great the writing is, and how smart these contestants are. And I don't think it matters who the host is, but I think just this experience has shown how many different people can do in their own way a great job.
So as we sort of wrap up here, first of all, again, you're hosting debuts tonight, May 17th.
Yeah.
In syndication, of course, check your local listings. But I have to ask you just sort of a funny question. One of the things that you were also known for was the Jeopardy championship belt. You know, So are you a wrestling fan, or was it more of a boxing thing? Where did that idea come up?
It's more of a boxing thing. I am a big boxing fan. You know, I'm not as keeping up with it as much lately as I used to, but I'm also a huge Rocky fan, and I watched, you know, the Rocky films and Creed a lot getting ready for the Tournament of Champions, just to kind of like get into that championship mindset. And so the belt came about just as a joke, basically, from my wife to me as a gift. And I just brought it to show, you know, because the crew and everyone, like, they know my sense of humor. I went to a taping and I brought it to show them. And Alex, like, lost his mind and wanted to have a little moment with it. He was cracking up about it. But then kind of what happened was a bunch of the people who were in the running for the Tournament of Champions, the one 2 years ago, they were saying like, oh, you know, I want a belt, blah, blah, blah. I said, all right, I will make a pledge that whoever wins the next Tournament of Champions, I'll make the belt. And of course, James won it. I made him a belt. And I'm told that he is making a belt, or will be making a belt for whomever wins this.
Oh, so what a tradition. That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm very happy that I started that. So it's a really nice thing. And, you know, when you win $250,000, you can spend a little bit of that on a belt for the next person. So
where do you keep it?
I keep it in a box in a closet.
Okay. So it's not displayed out there.
No, I mean, contrary to maybe some opinions, I actually am kind of low-key about all the Jeopardy stuff. You know, I love talking about the show. I love talking about my experience, but, you know, I don't lead with it necessarily.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I'm just going to give you one final word. I just want you to just say whatever you want about the tournament and talk about anything you want. Just hype everything up for what we're going to see tonight.
This tournament is so great. It's an incredible field of competitors. There is going to be some great games, great upsets, really emotional, powerful moments. You are not going to want to miss 1 minute of it. And I hope that I do all you fans out there proud and let me know. And I'm so stoked to have been a part of such a fabulous display of knowledge and sportsmanship. And I'm over the moon about this, and you will be too.
And, of course, we can find you on Twitter at BuzzTronics, right?
Yep, that's me. And on Instagram, Buzzy Cohen Official.
Buzzy Cohen Official. Great. Thank you so much. Again,
thank you.
I appreciate that. Buzzy Cohen will be hosting for the next 2 weeks on Jeopardy, the $250,000 Tournament of Champions as presented, but what's this? I think it's Consumer Cellular.
Consumer Cellular,
yeah.
Yeah,
right. Check your low school listings for date and time, of course. Buzzy, thank you for giving us a few minutes here on WLTI. Thank you so much.
Thank you.